RadioStPete.com.
RadioStPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping, now playing in area theaters.
The mockumentary is a well-established comedy subgenre, thanks to This Is Spinal Tap, Best in Show, and even Borat. Coming off as a natural successor is Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping, a satire of contemporary popumentaries, praising such teen idols as Justin Bieber and One Direction. Written, directed, and starring the members of The Lonely Island by way of Saturday Night Live, Pop Star is a comedy most fulfilling when directly skewering its pop culture targets than when it fills gaps through traditional plot mechanisms. Andy Samberg, Yorma Taconi, and Akiva Schaffer met in junior high school and figured out their roles and rapport along the way to all getting hired onto SNL in 2005 at the same time. Samberg as a cast member and Taconi and Schaffer as writers. Since then, the trio created 3 albums worth of comedy songs, became infamous for their digital short segments on SNL, Blank in a Box being their most famous, and now launch their first feature film together. Samberg has appeared in many films already, and Taconi and Schaffer are no strangers to the big screen, as both have directed feature films, 2012's The Watch for Schaffer and 2010's MacGruber for Taconi. Schaffer and Taconi co-direct Pop Star, working alongside producer Judd Apatow, who may be the most successful comedic director of the past decade. Shot in the style of The Office and Modern Family, where characters interrupt the action by answering off-screen questions, Pop Star charts the rise and fall of Connor, played by Samberg, who goes by the stage name Connor for Real. Connor, Lawrence, and Owen, played respectively by Schaffer and Taconi, were once in a hip-hop group called the Style Boys, before Connor broke up the group by going solo. Pop Star's comedy fits well in our reality show-infested and social media-saturated pop culture environment. The popumentary aspect of it does more than mock the Biebers and Kardashians of the world. It shows us what one of these films would look like if the subject's career went to crap at the same time. Connor is releasing his 2nd album, and now that Lawrence, who used to write the lyrics, is gone, and Owen, relegated to DJ in the back, is no longer on the beats, the album is set up to fail, unbeknownst to Connor, who believes it will be considered one of the greatest albums of all time. I wonder if The Lonely Island are working out real-world anxieties in this film, because their situation is quite similar to the Style Boys. Samberg was the SNL on-screen cast member and catapulted to stardom, while Schaffer and Taconi remain mostly unknown. What the trio remain adept at are the catchy mock rap songs they generate. Connor belts out F Me Like We F'd Bin Laden, just as earnest as any NSYNC song, and Riley mocks Macklemore with the song Equal Rights, about the quest for gay marriage legalization. It's funny because Connor has no idea gay marriage is legal now, and he spends most of the song repeating how straight he is, even though being gay is okay for some people. These songs are not direct parodies of what Bieber pushes out there, or the latest Drake song. They are genre satires. They sound close enough to the real thing, where we would not be surprised to hear these beats on the radio if the lyrics were not so outrageous. Pop Star's beginning is very strong, with a string of A-list celebrity cameos establishing how famous Connor is, and what an inspiration his music is. Questlove, Carrie Underwood, Nas, Usher, Simon Cowell, and perhaps a dozen more extol his virtues. A former Beatle even shows up to say, "Doink de doink," one of Connor's catchphrases. Connor sums it up with, "Ever since I was born, I was dope." Pop Star falls flatter during its continuous stage numbers and a few sections which feel like SNL skits pasted into a larger context. There is an unfortunate marriage proposal, marred by a pack of wolves, and a wardrobe malfunction, leaving the world guessing at Connor's genital status. Following the predictable rise-and-fall arc of a celebrity, there are no surprises where Pop Star is headed, but frequent one-liners, hysterical montages, and a steady drip of cameos keeps the audience engaged. The whole package reminds me of the Saved by the Bell episode, where Zach Morris broke up the band to go solo and slowly realizes his mistakes just in time to redeem himself and the group. I say as long as egomaniacal corporate automatons continue to act doe-eyed and serious in front of millions of screaming adolescents ready to sacrifice themselves at the altar of Bieber Groups such as the Lonely Island may employ them as a springboard for laughs. Go get 'em, guys. That is why I give Popstar Never Stop, Never Stopping 2.5 out of 4 stars.
Popstar Never Stop, Never Stopping, now playing at Regal Largo Mall 8, Park Place Stadium 16, Movico Sundial 19 in downtown St. Petersburg, and Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas. Radio St. Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit charliejewell.com.